The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the snuffbox mussel still lives in the Wolf, St. Croix, and three other smaller rivers in the state, but its numbers have been dropping here. Same goes for the snuffbox elsewhere in the eastern and southern U.S. The decline is dramatic enough for Fish and Wildlife to have added the mussel to the federal endangered species list after taking public comments on the plan last year. Biologist Angela Boyer says pollution from pipes and field runoff are among the threats to the snuffbox. She says researchers are trying to raise more of the small mussel for later reintroduction to nature.
We've actually taken some adult individuals into hatcheries where they are growing these mussels for reintroduction into some locations where they used to occur or may still occur, but occur in very low numbers.
Boyer says a broader recovery plan is still being drafted. As long as the snuffbox is endangered, it's illegal for people to kill or harm the mussel or possess it without federal approval. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.